You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties, but now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, listeners. Welcome back for the great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We're going to kick off this episode like we do every week that is celebrating one of you, our amazing listeners, who's using our hashtag #StRShareSunday. We will share you on our Instagram channel every single Sunday, and it is one of our most engaged posts. So check it out. You guys are all amazing. Your properties are fantastic. Your hospitality is next level. Go celebrate each other. Annette, who are we highlighting this week?
Celebrate them.
Celebrate. I was like, I already used the word
at
celebrate.
At Lakeview Lodge, NY. Again, that's at Lakeview Lodge, NY. And this property is near and dear to our hearts because the lovely Charisse is the host. And I just want to tell a little story really quick. Charisse has a sister property you can see on her Instagram. Everyone, Charisse is a go-getter. She joined our membership when she was just opening up her first short-term rental. She devoured all the content. She showed up to every call. She did the thing. That short-term rental is crushing it. She came to our live event, connected with more hosts. She started thinking about her second property, how she was going to fund that second property. This is her second property now.
It's good.
And it is so good. And I just want to say, she just, you know, she got started and she took action. And we are so excited to continue to follow her on the journey. So we were there for the first one. We're here for the second one. Hopefully she'll be back again for our second live event. But check her out. Again, it's Lakeview Lodge, NY. And Charisse does a wonderful job of highlighting the way that you're going to use the property. It's very family friendly. It's on the water. So she is making sure that you can see exactly all of the things you can partake in while you're at the lake. One thing that she does a great job of too is taking you through all of the seasons on her listing. So making sure that you understand that you can visit winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you have to do is call. Oh, Sarah hates when I sing, but I'm going to do it. I don't know.
I don't hate when you sing. Oh, but you don't sing often.
Okay, I don't. But Sarah is an ex-professional, everyone, so I get nervous. But anyways, back to STR Share after my little musical interlude. Give Charisse a follow. Give her some love. She uses color excellently. And Charisse is someone that puts her personality into her properties. And it is a joy to know her, and it would be a joy to stay in her properties. So check out Charisse. She's also always giving a lot of local love to where her homes are located also. So well done, Charisse. Thank you for always being a loyal listener, a loyal member, a loyal fan of TFE, and for using the hashtag.
All right, listeners, let's hop into today's episode. You're going to hear this in the episode, but there's a fun stat that it's 2023. Taylor Swift is on tour. She's shaking up economies. She's, you know, doing her thing. But it is a fact that ChatGPT is a more searched situation than Taylor is, which I thought was like, what? That is crazy town.
How is that possible?
How is that possible? Well, it's possible because we're all waking up and like this ChatGPT thing has shaken things up. And so we have to bring this topic to the podcast and talk more about it. This won't be the last time.
And AI in general. And I didn't know I was carrying around AI every day. And you guys will hear a moment where my mind is blown.
Yes, we're already involved in AI. And some of you might know that, but to some of you, it might come as a shock. And how we can use AI without losing that heart for hospitality, without feeling like we're being inauthentic with our guests. And so today we have on the show Amy Tang, who has a PhD in engineering. And before jumping into the hospitality space, which we'll get into what she's doing these days, she spent 5 years as a data science consultant building AI-enabled tools for large Fortune 500 companies. So she knows a thing or two about this space. Let's get to it. Welcome to the show, Amy. We are so excited to dive into the world of AI with you.
Great to be here.
Before we go into all the things artificial intelligence, Amy, can you let our listeners know who you are and why you are the person that should be teaching us and speaking on AI?
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Amy Tang. I'm the founder and CEO of Folio. Before that, I actually spent 5 years as a data science consultant. Most recently, I was with Deloitte, and we developed AI-enabled solutions for large Fortune 500 companies. And so this spanned from mobile telecom to airlines to toy stores to oil and gas companies. And I actually have a PhD in engineering from Columbia University. And so I used a lot of the tools I learned during my education to help the companies that I supported as a consultant.
Just a PhD from Columbia. Like, we're not worthy. So.
I know. I'm like, wow. That's okay. And so you were on the forefront and using AI at Deloitte when you were there.
Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So is it wild right now that everyone is, it's like the top of everyone's tongue. It's the thing that everybody's talking about. Is it kind of wild to you when you were probably talking about it years and years ago and everybody was like, what, whatever? Is this like a wild time for you?
It's a very exciting time for me. I think the technology has come so far that when I talk about my work, it feels very outdated. And yeah, but it is very exciting. I think the technology has advanced a lot. The applications have really expanded and it's really enriched our lives. And it's not as scary as everyone thinks it is.
You know, Sarah and I, non-PhD from Columbia, let's just baseline. How, if you were to define AI, what would your definition be like? Kind of let's walk through that. Let's talk the just basic AI. We can get to ChatGPT and then we can get to SM education. So we're in your class, Amy.
Yeah. Welcome. Yeah. So in a nutshell, AI is a process that uses data, usually a lot of data, to make better decisions. Right. So let's take Netflix as an example. You might be binge watching The Crown, and after you finish, it says, because you watched The Crown, here's all of these other things that you might like. That is something called a recommendation engine. And that's something I've had the pleasure of working a lot with when I was a data science consultant. And basically what that does is it takes all of this data of everyone else that's watched The Crown and says, oh, they also watch these five other shows, so I'm going to recommend it to you. Usually there's some sort of feedback loop where you collect data on the outcome of a decision. So let's say after The Crown, they recommend that you watch, I don't know, like Suits or something like that. And you decide that, oh, this is really good. I'm going to rate it 5 stars. Netflix then takes that decision and improves its algorithm. And so you have basically a process that uses data to make a decision. It tracks the outcome of that decision and feeds it back into its process to improve it. And that is AI in a nutshell.
That's a great basic explanation.
It is.
I love it. Okay. Well, Sarah, we've got some questions.
Yeah. So how have you seen, so Amy, I think it's important to share, like, I feel like our listeners will be like, well, but Amy doesn't understand our industry. Like, we're short-term rentals. How could she possibly help us? So Amy, explain a little bit about why you're in the short-term rental industry now, and then explain how can short-term rental owner operators adopt AI to make their day-to-day a little easier?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so as a consultant, I traveled every single week. I would fly out to the client site on Monday and I would leave on Thursday. And sometimes instead of coming home, I would fly somewhere else for the weekend. We called it alt travel. And so there would be months where I wouldn't come home. I would just go, you know, client site, Mexico City, client site, San Diego. And it was a lot of travel for me, which I love. A lot of times I was staying at short-term rentals and I hated how long it took me as a traveler to prepare for the trip, right? I only had 2 or 3 days in a city, very demanding work schedule. I didn't want to spend all day researching where to eat or what to do. So I relied very heavily on my host to give me the answers to that. And I started thinking that it would be cool to automate that process with AI, right? So I talked about how Netflix can take movies you've watched in the past and recommend new movies. I thought it would be really cool to make a list of places you've been in or you've been to in the past, and then use that to recommend new places where you would like. And so I started working on this project, was posting on Reddit about it, seeing who would be interested. And this short-term rental host in Arizona, a total stranger, DM'd me and said, "I will pay you to do this for my guests, because I am so sick of answering their questions on what to do." And I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. And then I kind of made the connection of, you know, when I was a traveler, how maybe demanding is not the right word, but, you know, how much I relied on my host and how much I treated them like a concierge. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to not only make professional hosts' lives better and a little bit easier, but also improve the guest experience. So long story, still kind of long. I started Folio, which is, you know, a digital guide that helps these professional hosts share information with their guests. And so that's kind of how I got into the industry about 2 years ago. Yeah.
This host in Arizona, did they continue to help you when you first were developing Folio?
Yes, they were one of our first 8 pilot customers. She lived in, I guess it's a house, and she was renting out the upstairs. It had its own separate entrance. Her name is Teresa. Teresa, if you're out there, hello.
For sure. We got to give her some love.
No, I know our audience is going to love hearing that story. I'm glad you told us all those details, because we often feel in this industry, like, it's like people don't get us, like hotels don't get us. Like, but it's interesting. I didn't think of it that way, Amy. As hosts, we share our favorite places, but just because I like a good, whatever, dive bar or whatever it is that I like as a host doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, I know it makes it personal and it makes it part of my brand, but we're all very different and we all mm-hmm. like to spend our time. So that's super interesting. So does your product then follow the traveler? Like, how would that tie into, like, whatever the traveler, like, how can it be the traveler's Netflix? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, so that's definitely the direction we're moving in, right? Right now, we still allow the host to share their favorites, because a lot of people stay somewhere because of the host, and we don't want to take that experience away from them. I also think a lot of people want to know that the recommendations are coming from a human or being vetted by a human. Mm. And so, or else you would just go on TripAdvisor, right? There was a reason that I asked my host these questions when I would stay at short-term rentals instead of just going on TripAdvisor, because I loved their space and I loved what they did to it. And that showed their personality and their taste, which is something I trusted. So I still think it's very important to have that come through and to communicate with your guests.
I love that. Okay. So is this the only way AI is popping up in our industry, or what else are you seeing out there, if anything?
So I think dynamic pricing is probably the first place where it popped up, and that's probably where people are the most familiar. And so if we think about the concept of, let's say, pricing your rental without dynamic pricing, right? It really is a data issue, right? You only have data on your own property. If you have a portfolio of 5 properties, maybe that's what you know. So you know that when you set your price at 300, no one books, but when you set your price at 250, people do book, right? So that's your own personal data set. Great dynamic pricing software has data from everyone, right? People, they look at national trends, they look at geographic trends, they look at seasonal trends, and they say, for rentals like yours that are priced at this level, there's an 80% chance you'll get booked, or there's a 30% chance that you'll get booked. And you can decide how aggressive you want to be. So I think that's one of the first places that I've kind of seen it pop up in the industry. Another place that we've seen is automated chatbots, right? So you're kind of seeing customer service and those automation aspects of the creep into short-term rentals as well.
Sometimes it gets frustrating when you're in a customer service atmosphere, you're online and it doesn't work like you want it to. You're like, oh, it's a bot. It's not a human. I'm not going to get where I want to go for another 5 minutes. What is your feedback on that? And where we are today.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think more generally, right, there are certain aspects of customer service that you can't automate away. And it really depends on how core hospitality is to your business, right? In our industry, hospitality is such a core part of the business. That's probably something you don't want an unchaperoned bot, if you will, to be interacting with your guests. But if you're in an industry that less hospitality based, right? Maybe it doesn't matter as much. So I think it just really depends on how core that is to your business and your brand.
And of course, we're going to lean on the side of very important.
Very important.
But the bots should be getting smarter in theory over time. The more questions, the more customer service questions it's being asked. Mm-hmm. Correct? Okay.
Yeah. We can also talk a little bit about kind of this feedback loop that I mentioned at the beginning, right? So if it's a bot that's not learning from the responses or the reactions of your guests, then that's not great. But if it is learning from your feedback and their feedback, then it theoretically does get better over time.
So is that kind of what sets bots apart, is the learning phase?
Yes, a short answer is yes. It depends on how personalized it is. And so maybe we can touch a little bit on Gen AI, like generative AI and ChatGPT, because I know that's something that's very buzzy right now. Do you guys have iPhones?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, in iMessage, there's this predictive text feature where if you start typing, you get like 3 options of your next word, right? That was introduced 5 or 6 years ago. And that is the basis for ChatGPT. So Gen AI has been with us for a very long time, right? It's not this like big scary thing. It's not reading your brain, all of that. And so what happened with the Apple iMessage app in particular is it has a lot of data on how humans speak, right? It's called a large language model. And so you can feed the model Shakespeare, you can feed it the dictionary, you can feed it all of the novels and all of the textbooks. And so when you're typing in a sentence, hey, do you want to go? And then the next word is to, right? They have all of this data that says after someone writes, do you want to go? The next word is often to. And so it's literally predicting word by word what that next word is. And if you ever use ChatGPT, you can see it type out in front of you because it's thinking on the spot, like what is the most likely next word? What Apple does for your own iMessage is it knows how you're responding. So not only does it have kind of this base of what people do, but it also knows what you do. And so that is very smart because then if we type in the same sentence, your 3 words might be very different than my 3 words just because of the way we communicate and the way that we chat. So, yeah.
This is why mine doesn't mess up how to spell cuss words.
So, Reyes, I don't know if I really realize that. So, my phone is predicting what I'm going to say differently than what Sarah would say.
Yeah.
So like the generative AI is not the same. The words aren't the same.
Yes, because the data is different, right? So because Sarah's iPhone doesn't know what your messages are and your iPhone doesn't know what Sarah's. So
every iPhone is collecting this data.
Yeah.
I need to go take a nap, like a long one, because that just hurt my head.
Amy, just in case, because sometimes I'll listen to a piece of content and I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about. Just in case. What is ChatGPT, if you don't mind?
Oh, yes. So ChatGPT is a conversational chatbot. And what that means is it can understand language in the same way that humans can. So you can ask it a question, hey, ChatGPT, what's the weather in San Diego today? And it will understand. The non-conversational version of that is going to weather.com. And it's asking you to type in a structured zip code or city, right? So you type in San Diego and you often have to choose from a drop down. And then it's like, okay, cool. This person wants me to look at the weather in San Diego because they clicked on a button that directed me to give them the weather in San Diego. Whereas ChatGPT can say, oh, this person is using language to ask a question and they can understand it. When it generates a response, it generates it almost in human form as well, which is, I think, what creeps people out. You know, they're like, oh, it's talking to me. So you can say, write a script for the Next Thing You're Visiting podcast, and it can do that theoretically, right? Which is kind of cool. Yeah, I think there's a lot of fun things that you can do with ChatGPT. I know schools are talking about it for plagiarism, right? Are people using it to write term papers? But I think technology taken safely and used responsibly is always nice.
Let's go with the safely and responsibly in a moment. But I do want to ask you, Amy, about ChatGPT and how conversational it is. What I've been doing is putting in bullet points to an email I want to write and telling it, write this email with a professional but friendly tone. And ChatGPT loves an adjective. So I have to tell it, like, don't use too many adjectives because you sound crazy. And then after a while, like, it's incredibly helpful. So my question to you is, Amy, how can we leverage that as short-term rental hosts? Do you think we could ask ChatGPT, you know, write me an Airbnb listing title that is unique to my area or that might get people interested, or write 7 different photo captions for my kitchen that has all these, like, how can we use that for our listing and communicating with potential guests?
So that's a great question. And I'd like to think about this from a marketing funnel perspective. So at the top of the funnel are people who are just discovering your business and your rentals. This could be through an OTA like Airbnb or Vrbo. Maybe it's through your Instagram profile or a mention on a podcast or something. At the bottom of the funnel are people who have already converted, right? They've already stayed at your rental and you're trying to get them to either rebook another stay or refer other guests and their friends to come stay with you. AI aside, a really good strategy I find is to optimize your funnel from the bottom up, right? Because the more people that convert at the bottom of your funnel, the less leaky it is elsewhere and the less effort you need to spend at the top of your funnel attracting new guests, which is often the most expensive part. So when you think about it from that perspective, then we can talk about how you can automate aspects of hospitality from the bottom up, right? So in terms of re-engaging former guests, automating a monthly newsletter, right? So you can get ChatGPT to say, write me an email that will give a spring special 20% off for whatever promotion you want. And then tell me where to insert the pictures, tell me how many pictures to insert for maximum conversion, right? So you can use these tools to kind of help you, but the process you have to design yourself, right? And so I think that's also really important to consider is that before you try to use a tool for a tool's sake, to understand what your process is, what your goals are, and then to make sure you're using the right tool to help make that happen.
Every morning I wake up, I grab a cup of coffee, and I log into this one website, our business banking with Relay.
If you invest in real estate, manage short-term rentals for yourself or others, flip houses, or any type of business owner, you need banking that's truly built for your business. No more fees, no more minimum balances, no more remembering hundreds of different logins and passwords, and my goodness, no more bookkeeping problems come tax season. This is why we love using Relay, and you should too. Right now, they're giving away free money.
Relay is an online banking platform that's a perfect fit for your short-term rental business. You get as many accounts as you need to organize and allocate income from things like day-to-day expenses, investments, or taxes. And again, like Sarah said, those are all free. And it's never been easier to send payments to your cleaning team, your inspection team, plumber, electrician. You can have virtual and physical Visa debit cards. You can now earn up to 3% APY with Relay savings accounts. And also Relay is FDIC insured up to $2.5 million through their banking partner, Thread Bank.
It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online, and it's absolutely free. Plus, when you fund your new Relay account, Relay will add an additional $50 to your account. That is free money, hosts. So go grab the link in the show notes and sign up with Relay today.
Well, I think that's where everybody's getting, like, I don't want to use the term loss, but we don't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
It's like, there's just this overarching AI, and then it's like, okay, yeah, there's ChatGPT, but like, what, obviously you just said using it as a tool potentially to help you create your monthly newsletters. Where are some other instances specifically or tools that you see in AI that hosts could use? Is there a way to shrink it down into practical, you know, is it just ChatGPT? What else is out there?
AI is embedded in a lot of software that exists already, right? And so if you look at tools that have ChatGPT plugins these days, I think MailChimp has something similar. Notion has something similar. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Airbnb came up with something that like will help you write a listing. Right? Yeah, so I think you're kind of just seeing it spring up in little places. And I had talked about dynamic pricing a little bit in the past as well, right? So you're kind of seeing that come up in short-term rental software as well.
Got it. Let's go there. How scary is this, Amy? Obviously, you started off this interview where you're like, it's not that bad. But, you know, people might see or hear us say, Airbnb wrote your listing. And I know there are people who make money off of helping people set up their Airbnb listings. You think about copywriters. You think about the human element that AI could make, like you said, better decisions with and maybe get there quite faster. So are we going to start, you know, being taken over by them? Are they going to take over the world? I don't watch those kind of movies, but you know where I'm getting at.
Yeah. My personal perspective is there's no such thing as, you know, artificial intelligence, right? We are building the algorithms as humans, and they get smarter because we tell them to get smarter, right? We're giving them more data, we're training them, and then we're also putting safeguards in place. The creators of ChatGPT, they don't allow the software to do certain things. They don't feed it certain data. They don't allow it to respond in certain ways. So I think there's kind of these safeguards in place that the creators are very cognizant of. We are also getting very good at identifying things that are written by AI, and you can just feel it, right? And so I think nothing will replace the authenticity of a host wanting to provide hospitality to their guests. Nothing will replace a brand and a brand voice. And so I think it's not as fatalistic as some people portray it out in the media.
I like that. Fatalistic. Yeah. Well, I don't like fatalistic things, but I like that you're saying it's not as fatalistic as it seems. And yeah. I will say, I had no idea about the guardrails in place by the creators. I didn't even know that that was a possibility because I thought it was pulling the data from like everywhere all the time with no guardrails at all. Where could hosts, like, obviously we're talking about maybe having ChatGPT help with copywriting, with listing writing, with email writing, obviously with pricing. Where do you see like that a host could use it incorrectly, or should they not pay attention to certain things in AI for helping them with their job responsibilities?
Yeah, that's a great question. To be honest, I haven't really thought about that. But, you know, I think there's a lot of things that hosts need to do in order to provide a good experience for their guests. And I think if left up to the devices of like unchecked technology, whether that's a chatbot that's perhaps giving the wrong information or using smart pricing that's not tuned correctly to their market, right? I think that could have really bad business effects. I've also seen kind of like irresponsible use of marketing tactics that might not be great and that I think spans multiple industries, not just short-term rentals. So those are just kind of a couple of things off the top of my head.
No, that's great because Sarah and I chat about it often, like for instance, dynamic pricing, and that it is an art and a science. Like you definitely do want to use the tools that are available, but then you need to understand your area, your property, and how it feeds into the pricing that is being fed to you. So that's something, I think that is true, like making sure you're not so attached to what the AI is giving you as an answer and being able to like massage it to work best for, you know, your property and knowing what's best for your property or potentially your guests that are staying in the property too.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So I think that is your good point there of like not allowing it to take ownership of the things that you can still be heavily and should be heavily involved in, but using it as exactly what they are. They are tools in your tool belt to help you be a more successful host and not just going on autopilot and letting it make all the decisions for you.
Yeah. So,
that was a really great point there on how to accidentally have it misused.
Yeah. Amy, talk a little bit. Let's go back to Folio and what you're working on these days in terms of tailoring the experience once the guest is booked and they're coming to, let's say, Columbus, Ohio. Where is it now? And what are your hopes and dreams for this technology?
Yeah. So, you know, if you remember me talking about this marketing funnel, right, at the very bottom are people who have already stayed. Just above that are people who are currently staying at your properties. And so that's where I believe that Folio shines, is to be able to be you when you can't be there, right? What we want Folio to be is a digital representation of you and your hospitality and your brand in the absence of a physical front desk that you see in a lot of hotels. And so what we offer right now is the option for you to create a digital guide for each one of your rentals. It shares property information like check-in, check-out instructions, Wi-Fi password, how to work the fireplace, as well as local recommendations in the area, favorite coffee shops, the best grocery stores, fun hikes to go on, etc. What we're launching this fall is the ability to offer additional add-ons. So for example, if you have the capability of stocking the fridge for your guests before they arrive, that would be an option that they could purchase before they even arrived. And it would shortcut a lot of the back and forth of, oh, I'm going to send you a Venmo request for this. And can you please email me the grocery list? You know, just kind of the more manual ways that people are managing it. And we want to make the recommendation experience a little bit richer as well. So to be able to augment the host recommendations with other people who stayed specifically at their properties. So that kind of goes with the like for like, right? People who binge watch The Crown, right? People who have stayed at this rental, here's what they like to do. So you probably will like it as well as a guest.
I have to ask a quick question about the upsells or add-on sales, because I know our listeners are going to want to know. How does that actually take place though? Like this is, let's say it's a guest that you acquired via Airbnb and they get the Folio app. They see that there is an opportunity to have the fridge filled and they see the pricing there. How does that transaction take place?
Yeah. So as the guest, they would get the link to the Folio guide for the specific property. They'll be able to see, let's say, three different add-ons, right? One would be grocery stocking, one might be late checkout, one might be paying a pet fee. And so they would request, let's say, groceries. They would pick from a list of common groceries, or they can have the option to add specific groceries that they want. And then that gets sent back to the host. So as a host, when you're setting up that product, right, that grocery delivery or the fridge stocking product, you can also say, email this person whenever there's a request, because they will be the person fulfilling that service. So that way you can involve the appropriate team members at the right time. And then the team member who receives the request will approve it or say there's not enough time or whatever. And then once that's approved, the guest gets the notification that your request has been approved. And then when they show up, the fridge is stocked and it's magical.
And then so the host, though, they could collect payment in a multitude of ways. If they wanted to do it via Airbnb, they could do that.
So I forgot, we Folio would handle all of the payments. So that is the ease. So the guest would be able to hit request. They would enter their credit card, which would be a hold. And then once the request is approved on the host side, the card would get charged and then we would pay out the host. Yes.
That's what I was looking for.
Okay. Thank you for that. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of technology out there. Hosts are asking about this. It's something that they want to do, but there's always a rub when it comes to actually figuring out how the host is going to get paid for those additional services. And it needs to be easy. It needs to be easy for the guest, obviously, first, but then it needs to be easy for the host. And I love what you said, that there's a hold on the card until the host can say, like, yes, I do have time to fill the fridge, or I can allow an early check-in, or you can bring the pet. So it at least gives that buffer of decision time. So it's not like the guest just thinks it's completely signed, sealed, delivered, it's done. That's good for the host side and for the guest side. So they know there's some time to see if it can be fulfilled.
Yeah. Oh, love it. So Amy, you are going to be here in Columbus, Ohio. You are a sponsor of TFVCon. When all these listeners come to our event in September, here, September 24th to 26th, and you'll be there, what sort of things can you share with our audience, our listeners?
Yeah, you better get a t-shirt made so it's that people know who you are.
Yeah, I'm the AI lady.
Well, first of all, I am so excited to be there. I was at TFV Live in Vegas last year, and that was such a fun event. And it's going to be even better this year because it's longer. We get to spend more time together. So I'm excited to meet more of your community and more of your listeners. For the people who are going to be there, definitely feel free to come find me. I'll have a booth somewhere and I'll make sure I'm wearing a banner that says, like, talk to me about AI. And if you want someone to bounce ideas off of, here's my current process of how I engage with guests. Right? How can I make it more efficient so that I'm spending less time on it, or my team is spending less time on it? Or, you know, here's how I'm re-engaging guests who have already stayed. What tips do you have to increase that conversion? So yeah, happy to kind of chat through and give support however I can.
Love it. And we cannot thank you enough for supporting our event 2 years in a row. And listeners, we love when there are other female founders in the short-term rental space. And so give Amy a follow. Check out Folio. We will have in our show notes a link to Folio. We actually have an offer too for our listeners there. But we're excited that she is going to be with us in person. So gather your questions so you can ask away and check her out. Give her some love online. Anything else that you want to say, Amy, before we wrap up the episode?
No, I think you covered it very nicely. Thank you guys so much for having me on the show and look forward to seeing you very soon.
Yeah, very soon.
I feel like AI is going to make leaps and bounds over the next 6 months, 8 months, a year, 2 years. So we'll have to have Amy back and have her share with us all those forecasts and how we can leverage that technology.
Don't be scared of it. Let's figure out how we can use it.
It's here. Listeners, it's here. It's happening. So if you're going to be someone who shies away from it or says, I'm not going to use it, unfortunately, I think that's going to set you back.
And hopefully you are using AI, that you should be using dynamic pricing. You know, I think we're all using it every day. We just don't realize it. Like, you've light bulb moment. My iPhone is my own little AI, generative AI. I was clueless. I just thought everybody, when they type the same things, pop up. I didn't know it knew me. I have a new friend. I'm excited.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Here she goes, folks. All right. Sorry. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.